EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Well, we think that William Andrews Clark was truly Jesse James. Cactus and I were just visiting, trying to decide which direction to go on today's program. Everyone's covering what is really happening, covering the vaccinations and the virus, covering Mar-a-Lago, the president, the election. And I thought, well, as Cactus and I were just thinking about it, we thought, you know, really, who were the two most powerful men in America? People have the Fords, the Carnegies, the DuPonts, the Bushes, the Clintons, all the dynasties. But let's go back a little bit, and I decided to do this. Jesse James, alias William Andrews Clark, had two daughters. And the oldest daughter died of meningitis. Her name was Marcella Clark. She was the youngest daughter of Senator William Andrews Clark. Now, before Jesse James married his second wife, she was 26, and he was 60-something. And she lived for about a year. She had two children, Marcella and Huguette. And Huguette was born in Paris in 1906. Now, why is this important? Huguette died in September of, I think it was 2013, right about that time. And she left a $300 million fortune, and it had to be divided up. And the deal was $34.5 million, had to be divided up to Clark's relatives. Jesse James, before he married his second wife, had his previous wife, she died young, but he had seven children through the previous wife. So now this has to be divided up with these family members. It's been a contest. Everybody hired a lawyer, and it was a mess. It was a disaster. But eventually, these relatives, great children, great grandchildren, great great grandchildren of Huguette's father from his first marriage, and her father, William Andrews Clark, the copper miner and former U.S. Senator from Montana. The first time he became senator, he bought the position. Well, they didn't allow him to take that senator position. But he did run again, and the second time he did win the position of senator. He would travel to Washington, D.C., into the East Coast. Eventually, he would travel overseas into France and to the Rothschild Empire. He was very, very wealthy. At the time, the wealthiest man in the United States of America. Well, in the lawsuit, there were equal shares left to the surviving children, Huguette and four of her half-siblings. This settlement took place in New York City. Now, Huguette died, it was in 2011. She died at 104. Her father, Jesse James, died at about 104 or 5. So there was great genes in the family. Blue jeans, not Levi Strauss, but genetics. Now, her father, again, was a senator from 1839 to 1925. He was one of the copper kings of Montana, Anaconda Copper Mine. He was a railroad builder, one of the richest men of that age. And Huguette, again, was born in Paris. And at some point, I think Huguette found out that her father was really Jesse James, because something happened and the two didn't continue a relationship from about the time she was 20 in that vicinity to the end of her life to the end of his life. He died in 1951. So, briefly, and this is important, I presented the question to you. Who were two of the most powerful men ever in the United States of America? Jesse James was initially the most powerful. Later on, John D. Rockefeller would take his place. And I've explained it on previous programs on the Open Forum. I felt to present it once again because these two individuals directed America to where it is today. And they directed it, both of these men directed America, not just in a financial direction, in a direction of politics, but no. Again, there's the equation. They directed this nation deep, deep into the occult world. I know you hate to hear that, but if you don't know the truth, you're going to believe the lie. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays. This weekend on Friday the 19th, they have Spirits Comedy Night. On Saturday, they have 5280s, Elevated 80s Band. And Sunday Fun Day with Ross Hansen, the one-man rock and roll band. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Been spending most of the night living in a gangster's paradise. Been spending most of the night living in a gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise. We keep spending most of our lives living in a gangster's paradise.
American people have been living in a gangster's paradise. Powerful gangster's paradise for 140-150 years. You've been spending all your life in a gangster's paradise and you didn't know it. As I read the Bible, I see the very important points that God has presented to mankind in Scripture, in the Holy Scripture. Prophecies and talk about wealth, how to manage wealth, why some people are not allowed to have wealth. Wealth should never be put in their hands. Some people, power should never be put in their hands. It's in the Proverbs. It's throughout the Scripture. The way that life, if you don't have a compass, if you don't have rules, you will go down and you will gravitate toward evil. You will destroy your life, the lives of those that you love, and all those around you, and you will be punished for it. The Bible talks about justice. There will be justice for everyone. The wrongs that the evil do, the wicked do, there will be justice. And people without justice, people lose hope. We watch in this country what the wicked are doing, and people are losing hope. The only hope mankind has presently and in the years to come, the only hope, honest hope, is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only individual as God that will give mankind hope. Now, because we're living in a gangster's paradise, and I was going to say before I forget, and one of the main thoughts in the Bible is the matter of deception. Every human being is deceived. I am deceived probably about many things. I'm trying to find the things that I'm being deceived by, or what I'm the deception in my life. And the only way I can see the real true deception is through God's Word, through the Holy Bible. That's the only place you can go to get a clear gauge. It's the only clear gauge, the only true gauge in mankind's history, because it's full of truth. Truth is the gauge. Deception. Every person gravitates toward deception. This whole country is in a cauldron of deception. And there are those that are getting out of the cauldron. They're getting out of the soup that is increasing in temperature and getting out. And once you get out, you don't just get out of the cauldron. You keep moving away from it because there's a fire that is heating everything inside that cauldron up. What is inside that cauldron is deception. And this is one of the main thoughts of the Bible. And this is the main thought when Christ went to teach his disciples in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 3, 4. And in Matthew 24, see that you be not deceived. He meant it. See that you are not deceived. So, deception. Every day you have to fight deception. You fight deception by finding the right sources that will tell you the truth. Now with William Andrews Clark, Jesse James, this is the truth about this individual and the truth about the Rockefeller lineage and John D. Rockefeller. Both were in the occult. Both were in secret societies. And generally, all of their children, their offspring, and their lineage into the future will gravitate toward the occult unless they are delivered and set free, by Christ. So, Jesse James, when he's young, he builds the railroad from L.A. to Las Vegas. Later on, I think he builds the road, the railway from Salt Lake to Montana, and then from Las Vegas up to Tonopah, Western Nevada. And it could be that he had a hand in helping to develop the Anaconda or the Kennecott mine there in Salt Lake City, the big mine. Though it was predominantly Mormon, the Mormon people, he had the ability. He knew mining. He knew railroad. And I think there's a great possibility that he helped begin the operations in the mining there in Salt Lake, west of Salt Lake, close to Tooele. Now in Montana, he was the original architect of, actually going back to Las Vegas, the original architect of Las Vegas, Nevada. He laid out the streets. This guy did it all. He's the one that hired the sheriffs. He owned the hotels, the bars, the gambling, the prostitution, the dancers, the judges, the jails, the bank, everything. This man was brilliant, and he controlled everything. Now, who is it presently? The same principles in Las Vegas, Nevada, the principles of Jesse James have been coming forward 40 years, 50 years? Same principles are in all the governments of this country. State, county, city. You have cities throughout the country where the wealthy, powerful individuals of the area, they pretty much buy off the sheriffs, all of law enforcement, the judges. They tell the bankers what to do, basically, because they own the banks. They make sure that who they want to be elected is elected, and whoever is elected is part of the group. If you go against the system, you get put in jail. The judges will keep you incarcerated. It's the criminal pattern. Simply, I can put it this way. What Jesse James was is now all of America. He helped forge the statehood for Montana. He would eventually move to Montana. He would start the copper mine there in Butte, Montana. And whenever there's copper, generally, you're going to find gold. Became very powerful. And he took, there was a man that came out of the East. His name was William Andrews Clark. And Jesse James killed this individual and took his identity, moves into Las Vegas, and eventually he consolidates, I think it was two counties, to make one county, Clark County, named after himself. So when you go to Las Vegas and you're gambling, you are in the, you're in Jesse James' home. He built that city. He knew where to put it. You know, back then, Las Vegas means the meadows. So it was a meadow. There was a creek coming through there, and there was water. They had what they needed, a little town. And a little dirt road initially going to L.A. Everything was dirt until he built the railroad. So now we're going to talk about, and the reason I say this is because I guess eventually, because of his power, immense wealth, and his wealth didn't come just solo from from his abilities with copper, but he also was a member of a Masonic-oriented Knights of the Golden Circle. And there was another article out of conspiracyarchive.com. The initial article I'm reading from with Hugh Gett was, I can't believe they would even put an article on Hugh Gett, his daughter, NBCNews.com, September 24th, 2013. NBC recognized Huguette as Clark's daughter. But the thing is, they didn't say anything about Clark being Jesse James. They probably know about it, but they don't want to change history. They don't want to, because it proves that they don't tell correct, honest, their points of view are not correct. They don't want to, they don't like accurate news. So, Jesse James is friends with John Wilkes Booth. And Wilkes Booth, yes, he does kill Abraham Lincoln, but he does live. And he is carted out of Washington, D.C., and he goes to Texas. And Jesse James was part of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And James was also friends with the Rothschilds in Europe, and they were also part of the Masonic-oriented Knights of the Golden Age. And Abraham Lincoln, most of his cabinet, they were Knights of the Golden Circle members. So you see why I talk about the occult. Because if you don't see what America is, if you don't see you're living in a gangster's paradise, this nation, everything, is owned by these people. So Wilkes Booth, he takes up the alias John St. Helen. And Jesse James, again, was not killed by Bob Ford in 1882. He faked his death to throw off the Pinkerton agents. He and Ford would go on to be partners in business ventures, which would span decades. And this is, again, out of conspiracyarchive.com. And he, James, operated under more than 50 aliases in his long life before dying at the advanced age of, I was incorrect, I said 107, as John Frank Dalton, in 1951 in Lawton, Oklahoma. Jesse James was a 33rd degree Freemason. He was a high-ranking Knight of the Golden Circle. And the Knight of the Golden Circle, it evolved from a Scottish secret group known as the Society of the Horseman's Word, otherwise known as the Horse Whisperers. The fraternity recited passages from the Bible backwards, practiced folk magic as part of their rituals, in addition to having Masonic-style oaths. So, you're getting to see the truth about Jesse James and what he was involved with. And the truth will make you free. 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Extension 116 and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that start around $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
Anita McAllister here. Medicare open enrollment is over, and it's time to talk about some money-saving solutions to help you with out-of-pocket health care costs you may be exposed to. Need a dental plan? I've got a great one for you. Call me at 970-515-6882. Are you under 65 and self-employed? I also work with Christian-based health shares. These can save an average of 35% over traditional health insurance. 970-515-6882.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And continuing with the two most powerful families ever in the United States of America, in my opinion, my research, and not coming just from the historical point of view, but also having to bring in the occult aspect. Jordan Maxwell, I talk about him. I'm running out of minutes. I'm not going to be able to finish today. But I do. We'll have to piece this out in future programs, hopefully. But if you can see that you're living in a gangster's paradise, if you can see that you have been, this nation has been directed by two very powerful occult families, and the Bible says it would happen, and we're at the end of the occult program for the United States of America, the occult program for the nations of the world. The Bible says it would happen. It is happening. And their main tool is deception. Deception, we see the deception as you go back to election, to election, to election, back, back, continuing back. America is a great, vast, I call it a granite desert. Everything that happens in this granite desert, everything is etched, and the truth is there. But the sand fills in the true truth, the true history. And what you have to do is you look at the main grooves to see. The sand will fill in, but still you'll see what's happened, what's been etched on that granite floor. The little tiny details are covered with sand, fine dust. So you don't get to see the details. You have to look at what has been etched deeply into the granite desert floor. Two very powerful occult lineages. I can't find two individuals like the John D. Rockefeller and William Andrews Clark, alias Jesse James, or Jesse James, alias William Andrews Clark. I can't find two families more powerful than the occult. And fortunately, I'm able to find the evidence. So, Lincoln, people in his administration are part of this Knights of the Golden Circle. They're parts of this Freemason offshoot. And Lincoln, many don't even know what he did and why they had to kill him. And Jesse James, and before I go on, I want to say this, that I have a friend, Ralph Epperson. I was doing a program in Las Vegas, Nevada in about 2006. And I had contacted Ralph, and I asked him if he would come on. I had a two-hour program on Sunday, and he said he would. And I told him I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he had written a book. Jesse James did not die at 107 years of age. He had just written a book on Jesse James. And you can go to YouTube and watch this fascinating series of videos. Ralph Epperson, put in Ralph Epperson. Jesse James did not die at 107. And you'll get all of his research. And from the time that he put this out, this book out, other researchers have taken much of his evidence, and they have continued to research it. And they're picking little nuggets here and there. I love the researchers. I love Ralph. And he's the one on that program. I couldn't believe it. Well, I don't know how God does things. I never intended to be an individual that would observe the occult world, what's going on behind the curtain. The Phantom of the Opera type of stuff. But then I realized years later, because there's so much on the desert floor, this granite desert floor, that needs to be seen for the people at the end of the world, because the deception is so great. Now, going back to the story. So Jesse James, all these things that he's done. And with Lincoln, there's a 50% tariff jump. So he's put a tariff on stuff coming in, items coming in to this country. And that started the American steel industry. That set that steel industry in motion. Abraham Lincoln did that. His railroads, his subsidies for minings, free land for farmers, free state colleges, it transformed a bankrupt cotton exporting country, America, into the world's greatest industrial power within 25 years. He dies in 65. I think it was 65. Within 25 years, by 1890, America was the power of the world. And he knew that what he was doing was in opposition to the Rothschild-dominated Wall Street firms. And he knew he was going to die. He even had a dream that he was going to be killed. A week later, he's dead. So now, excuse me, running out of minutes. But in the meantime, I'll continue this in the future. 1350KHSC.com for podcasts. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church also.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do.
I ain't gonna take none of your fooling around, ain't gonna take none of your putting me down. They have put a spell on you, and they're not lying. So, if you see the truth, the people at the end of the world in America, if you can see what I'm presenting, if you can see the power of the occult world that these two men that empowered them, it's going to help you. Now, I'm going to bring in another leg. Then you had the Rockefeller family out of Europe. You see, once America separated from England, England had their vindictive. The devil worshippers of England that were in power at the time, they are vindictive. They hit back, and they keep hitting. They don't stop hitting. And they're hitting to this very day. They are striking back at what the American people did to separate us from England. They're continuing to strike back. And because of the spell you put on the spell they have put on your minds, you still, American people, don't know it. And so you have the occult family, Rothschilds, plus another. There was a conglomerate of occult families in Europe that have ruled Europe, the kings in England and Germany, France, Spain, Austria, Denmark, all the nations in Europe. And the Rothschilds are deeply involved in the occult. They are the ones who financed. They agreed to send vast amounts of monies to America into the coffers of the Knights of the Golden Circle. And they were cunning enough, with American help of American oligarchs and families that had come over from Europe, to put these members of that society around Lincoln. Lincoln is just like Donald Trump. He did a lot with very little. He was fighting the empire of that time. He was fighting France and England and Spain. He was fighting the ruling powers of Europe. And the gold dollars were laundered through the Montreal Bank in Canada. So the Canadians still a English enterprise. And guess who was the treasurer of that vast amount of wealth that was handed over to the Knights of the Golden Circle? His name was William Andrews Clark, alias Jesse James, or Jesse James, alias William Andrews Clark. He's the treasurer, the comptroller, in sole possession of all the gold and silver bullion and money of the Knights of the Golden Circle. To this day, there was I think you hear the term, the Dutch, what was it, the Dutch, there's gold, Dutch gold that is hidden. Jesse James hid a lot of gold. The Dutch, I forget what, I'll think about it. And they've never found that gold. They don't know where it's buried. Some suspect it's buried somewhere in Arizona. So anyhow, it is through the finances, through the Rothschilds, that Jesse James is able to pay $3,600 a year to Booth to keep him silent. So now you have the occult family of Europe, the Rothschilds, Red Shield, the Shield of Blood, financing and sending money to Jesse James. Later, they would send money to more cash to the Rockefellers. Now, why would the Rothschilds do that? Now, in the occult world, if you're going to invest your money, you make sure you invest it with other coven members, other coven businesses. And more as time goes on, you can go to Google. You can don't go to Google. Go to another search engine and just start searching this stuff out, and you can find the principles that these occult covens, you can find their principles, and then you can see how they do things. When a coven owns a big, let's say, a waste disposal, and they decide they want to sell it because the family members are getting old and they don't have anyone in the family to take it over because they've all been sacrificed to children. Well, they don't sell to anybody but other coven members. And if they're a foundation, if they are a corporation, they make sure they sell that corporation or tie it into other coven interests. That's the way it works. So I'm showing you what happened with the Rothschilds out of Europe, not just Europe, but England and Germany and Austria, France, and Italy. They owned the banks. Eventually, they partner up with the Rockefellers, but firstly, they began working with Jesse James, because they knew Jesse James was an occult member. And the occult people don't think that these people are brilliant. They are brilliant. What they do is incredible. And a lot of it comes from their natural abilities. But when you put demons in these individuals through torture, through mind control, through fear, torment, then they become even more brilliant. They tap the latent power of the soul to make these people more brilliant. Anybody in the occult, generally, they're tapping into latent power of the soul combined with demons. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Friends, if you live in northern Colorado and you're thinking about a new exterior project, or if your house was hit by that hailstorm on July 27th, don't hesitate to reach out to me. I am a painting, siding, and roofing specialist, and I can help you with the storm restoration process too. Give me a call, 970-825-9305. I'd be happy to give you a free, no obligation, health assessment of the entire exterior just so you know the condition of your home, your most valuable asset. 970-825-9305 will get you taken care of.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we sure run out of minutes, and so we try to use the minutes to the best of our ability, to our advantage. The Gangster's Paradise. I'm taking you back to 1860, 70, 1880, 1890, to show you where it all begins, where the gangsters, they begin. The big gangsters in Europe picking the right families in this country. They don't casually pick anybody. They took their time, the Rothschilds, to pick the right people. And they had two families to choose from. Only two. To choose from these two individuals to rule America. And they were leaning to Jesse James. I'm going to have to cut this short. I can't fill it in. You know, Cactus and I will have to talk and decide how we're going to continue with this thought in the future. But the Rothschilds, through the occult, they would gather together just like the people in Eyes Wide Shut. They'd gather together and they would beseech the devil. They take the same principles as Christian people. And we pray. We pray to the God of heaven. They pray to the underworld, to the God of the underworld. They pray to Baphomet. They pray to the prince of the power of the air, to Lucifer, the Illuminati, these groups, that's what they do. So they spent time. Once they found the two families, now they had to make a decision. Which of the two families would rule America? Americu, the land of the plumed serpent. Satan's plan with this country, the Christian plan was already moving forward. It has moved forward to this present. But Satan also has a plan with his children that has been in motion to the present. And both of these plans, on God's hand and on the hand of the other side, the nemesis, are now, their two groups are fully mature. And the other side are now in power. They have control of everything in this country. And because of that, now the occult plan that was set in motion back in the 1880s is now basically set. And one of the occult plans was world hegemony. If you see it, if you can see it from the spiritual perspective, then you can kind of see, then you'll know and you can see how they use these organizations, not only the government. One of the other great powerful tools they use are the non-government organizations, NGOs. The other tools they use are the occult families out of Europe, such as the Faucis, the Abyss lineage, the Schwabs, and the occult German lineage, these type of people. You can go on the website. You can, while you still can, search these things out. Join me on Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcasts for all programs, weekend, weekdays, 1360khse.com. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I know you have separation anxiety. So am I. We'll see you Monday.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
The PE Gun Show, September 10th and 11th, will feature a motorcycle show on Sunday. Show location is the new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center at the Greeley Mall. Sunday will feature dozens of custom motorcycles with daily firearm drawing, CCW classes, food all weekend, buy, sell, or trade. See PEshows.com. That's PEshows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.